This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Hopefully everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl, enjoyed the halftime show, enjoyed Taylor Swift sighting, whatever you tuned in to watch. Hopefully you enjoyed the outcome of the game. But today, this week, we're going to look at the Packers roster as it stands currently, starting with the offensive side of the ball. Next week, we'll take a look at the defense and just kind of see where the areas of need are going into free agency that'll start next month. Got the combine coming up, of course, as well, and then looking at the draft. So, Perry, let's kick things off with the quarterback, right? We went from 30 years of certainty to Jordan Love, and now it feels pretty good that we're going to have at least, I don't know, a handful of years of certainty in the new Jordan Love era.
Yeah, so I guess the rules of this that we have set for ourselves is these grades are based on if we took the roster as they stand, no changes yet going into 2024, how would we grade this position group? And obviously we will dissect how we think they will attack those positions, make them better, you know, if we think that we need to make them better. But as it sits going into 2024, looking at the quarterback position, I think that we all can give this position group an A, because the Packers are going into this season with their franchise quarterback. It has been pretty much like solidly confirmed by Brian Gutekunst, the GM, that they're going to be giving Jordan Love an extension when they are able to, when it hits that year marker from the last time they paid him. So I think it's a pretty easy one. Backup quarterback is obviously a question mark, so I don't know if you want to give him a little bit of a knock in the A-minus we don't know who's gonna back up Jordan Love, but at the moment I think I solidly put them at an A because they are extending their young franchise QB, and the future, time, age, everything about it is pretty bright for Green Bay as it stands at the most important position in sports.
Yeah, and I mean, Jordan Love, obviously an ascending player with ascending talent around him. Know the extension is coming. Sean Clifford, the backup right now, was a draft pick this past season, likely remains the backup unless the Packers absolutely fall in love with someone in the draft. And I mean, we've seen that, right? You know, they drafted plenty of quarterbacks throughout, you know, Aaron Rodgers' tenure as guys that they just liked to have in the room to develop. Also Alex Magoo on the roster as well as the third stringer. But again, I think for the sake of this exercise as it stands, definitely an A for the quarterback position looking ahead into the future. So let's shift then. Let's go to the running back position. Obviously, a lot more question marks here. We know that Aaron Jones is going to be back, which everybody is, of course, grateful and thankful for. Then you have A.J. Dillon, who is a free agent going into this offseason. Uncertainty there. And then on the roster, you have Emmanuel Wilson, Patrick Taylor, and Ellis Merriweather as the last three running backs to kind of round out that position. So thoughts on that unit?
I always think about, I don't know, Ellis Merriweather sounds like a boxer's name. This is probably the biggest question mark right now for this offense, arguably. Maybe offensive line is somewhere in there too, but I'm putting the running back room right now at like a C plus B minus. Like without Aaron Jones, you're like, it's a big cringe face for me. As you mentioned, AJ Dillon is in a contract year. It's so 50-50 to me whether or not they bring him back. It's like he was obviously the workhorse when Aaron Jones was out, but the running game wasn't very good, and like there were a lot of reasons for that. Obviously, a ton of variables with the offensive line and just the offense and as a whole not really clicking for the first half of the season. But it's hard to look at it because he was hurt the second half of the season. So you can't really judge when the offense was clicking and Aaron Jones was back, like how AJ Dillon really factored into this. But as much as he loves Green Bay and he wants to be a Packer, it's kind of hard for me to see him being a factor in this offense moving forward. So for me, I'm looking at Aaron Jones, Emmanuel Wilson, and probably a draft pick is my guess. And again, even with it being Aaron Jones, like we don't know what that contract extension and or reworking of the money is going to look like because his cap hit right now is a little bit high. And like, don't get me wrong, Aaron Jones is worth the money. He's one of the best backs in the league, and he is an absolute game changer for this Packers offense when he's on the field, so he's worth it. But at the same time, he's nearing 30, and that number, I think, in terms of years and cap hit is incredibly important. So like seeing what they do, so I don't know if the grade is super high, even though Aaron Jones as a player coming back is something I want the Packers to do.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure, like C, C plus, you nailed it. Aaron Jones is a game changer. We saw the offense with him, obviously. He was vital to that stretch of success they had in the playoffs. I'm not sure what, you know, that stretch against the Panthers and the Vikings and the Bears looks like without a healthy Aaron Jones. But I think the kind of the flip side of that is that we didn't see AJ Dillon for a ton of that because of his injury. So we haven't gotten like a full glimpse at what the running back room really looks like with the two of them healthy this season because they've always been dealing with injuries. And I think it's fair to give the running back room a C, even with a healthy Aaron Jones, because he does have that nagging injury history. And when he's worth it, or when he's healthy, he's 1000% worth it. But, you know, the asterisk there is like, if you take out Aaron Jones, the room is vacant. So the Packers have 11 draft picks to work with. We assume, obviously, that they'll spend one, if not two picks, potentially pretty highly. I could see a day two pick going to running back to round out that room. But yeah, the AJ Dillon thing, I think 50-50, like you said, is a really good estimate because I could see him wanting to take a team friendly deal and return, but it depends how he would factor into that rotation. And it depends the kind of style of running back they're looking at in the draft here as well, because it's also a really hot running back market this year. A lot of really interesting free agents. So I don't think the Packers would invest resources in a free agent running back that isn't AJ Dillon, but they've done weirder things. So
yeah. It's a big question mark. I mean, I can also see a world where they see how the draft shakes out, let AJ Dillon test the market and then figure something out post draft. I know that maybe that's not like the most, you know, we love you, you know, thank you for your service act that a team can do for a player, but I think from a bird's eye view, like business perspective, if I'm the GM, that's like kind of what I would do at this point with AJ Dillon. Like, again, like no hate, no shade to the person, but take the human aspect out of it and just like looking at the situation objectively, I think it makes the most sense.
And I think there's an argument too, like if AJ Dillon tests the market right when free agency opens and there's a team that wants to pay him like a top tier running back, go get your money. Like yeah, nobody 100%. Would fault him for that, you know, and I think that would be the smart move for him too. But this is where it gets tricky, right? Is the emotion comes in and we know how badly he wants to stay in Green Bay. So you could see him as a person, at least, you know, for all we know, wanting to take a team friendly deal and stay if that was an option for him. But he's also a new dad. So there's a lot of things I think that he would think about as far as like, how can I secure, you know, financial stability for our family for a long time? So C feels right, C plus ish for the running back room, because there's just a lot of unknowns at that position. So